This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2013 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm in the booth of Safran SMA with Terry Argo. Terry, you've got a six-cylinder diesel here. This is the first we've seen it. This is obviously a new development. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, it's a new work. I cannot use the word of development because at the time it's just a mock-up and a demonstrator. And we plan to put this demonstrator in a test cell by the end of the year. So presently we work on the technology bricks to validate these bricks prior to integrate them in the demonstrator. Development will be engaged just after that in order to having a program with OEM and having a specific requirements, specification from OEM in order to adjust the development. So that could be certified by the end of 2015.
Now, looking at this, it looks like it's a version of the four-cylinder with just two extra cylinders. Is that true, or are there other design considerations going on here that aren't evident?
As you can see, we had two cylinders, but we inverted this mock-up, is inverted, and you have the camshaft at the top. And also, you can see there are two turbochargers instead of one on this mock-up. Also, we work a lot to maintain the compactness of the engine. That means in terms of depth of the engine, you can say this engine could be able to be in the nose of the aircraft with a retractable landing gear, or to be installed on a twin aircraft and put the intercooler on the rear on the engine. Also, you can see we spread the piston of the fuel pump over the cylinders, and so we save length of the engine. So this engine is more or less the same compactness as the four-cylinder, but with now a capability up to 400 horsepower.
Up to 400 horsepower, what market are you seeing that? Would it be a conversion market maybe for twins or cabin class singles, that sort of thing?
That engine could be used for conversion, but our first target is not conversion. It's to OEM, as Cessna, for example, has done it with a four-cylinder. So we think that engine can interest for professional use, and also it's close to the market to the little turbines, with a very low, very very low consumption, very very low maintenance, and with a lower cost to buy it simply compared with the turbine. So we think the market is to aircraft, bigger aircraft, and could be also used for professional transportation on a twin, for example.
What is the weight range of this engine?
The dry weight is close to 270 kilograms, and we estimate a quite good view of the good estimation of the weight because many parts are the same parts of the four-cylinder.
And I would suspect that the fuel, specific fuel consumption, is identical to the four-cylinder?
Yes. That means it's 160 gram per horsepower and per hour. It's basically this value, and this value is constant from max power to low power.
And when do you think it might be running?
Running at test cell or test... we think that could have an engine running, so demonstrator, I say, at test cell by the end of the year, this year. But for the engine version, capable to fly, it could be in 2 years' time, a bit less than 2 years' time. And certification, but so it will be during the year 2015. And with certification at the end of 2015.
Terry, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you very much, too.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.